Din Dali, the Chofetz Chaim, says that you have to be mechaven for a toelis, even when there's a heter, somebody did something wrong and hurt someone or embarrassed someone, and you want to help out, you have to have the kavana. There has to be a toelis in you saying it. And for you to go to tell other people who do the same thing to other people is not going to be a toelis. And not only that, but if you tell them, you know, this guy said this about him, or this guy stole from him, they're going to go and snitch back and say, you know what this guy said about you? He said that this guy stole, that you stole. So then they're going to be over Nisa of Rechilas. And the guy goes back and snitches. And therefore, you're not allowed to even in such a case. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, then the Chofetz Chaim says on page Kuf Pei Beis, three lines from the bottom, Veda, the Ein Chilak V'Leila Pratim. And this is the question that Yoilish asked yesterday, which it's not a clear answer in the Chofetz Chaim. He says, "Veda, the ain chilik b'cholelu apratim, beinim bikish oisei hanigzal v'hanizak v'hamizbayish sheyidrish avures ezekayel boyinai." There's no difference whether the victim came and asked you and said, "Help me out, this guy stole from me," or "Help me out, this guy embarrassed me in public." Oh, lo bikshu, the guy didn't ask you. If you do it with all the conditions that it's permitted, then even if he didn't ask you, you could do it. And if it's done in a way that you don't fulfill the conditions, if you don't fulfill all the conditions, then it won't help even if the person asks you to help out. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, and even if it's your relative who got embarrassed or it happened, gam kein aser, it's also forbidden unless you fulfill all the conditions. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, "Ubezeh nichsholim kam anoshim ba'id." And many people stumble on this; they make a mistake about this. Shem nishmal hem she'echad aser l'kroyvei dvar mar, because if they hear that somebody did something to their relative, avshalon is bar lahem imu emes, even if they don't know if it's 100% true, they're sibas adaver, and the reason why he went ahead and did it. Right away they jump to accuse that person and to damage him. They think they're doing a mitzvah. It says that you from your family, you have to protect your family. You can't ignore something that happens to your family. Making a very big error. There's no difference whether he's a family member or not. The heter of Ibsar Chatzalim, the din of Ibsar Chatzalim doesn't say you're allowed to do an Aveira. So unless you know 100% that your Korah is innocent and that's going to accomplish, and you try to talk to the guy first, and you know that this is all the facts, then is the only time that you're allowed to get involved, even if it's a family member. And so back to Yoilish's question, Chofetz Chaim says that if you could accomplish something and help something and you're doing it for a toelis, then even if the guy didn't ask you, you could do it. And if the guy asks you to help out, it doesn't help if it's not going to fulfill all the conditions. So it doesn't make a difference whether he asks you or not. But the question that Yoilish is asking is, but am I obligated to do it? Am I obligated to get involved? So that's a hard question to answer, because the whole source of this din, that I can go and help out a person that got stolen from him, or he was embarrassed, that I can help out that person, the Chofetz Chaim brings from the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Vida, ki bedvarim she'nodim l'chaveiro." If it's things that are be'nodim l'chaveiro, kumo gezel, v'oishek, either somebody steals somebody, or he withholds pay, the nezek, he damages him, v'tzar, causes him pain, u'boishes, embarrasses him, v'noaz dvarim, or ridicules him. Yochol l'sapar hadvarim l'vnei odom, gama yochet asher ro yagid. That you can tell other people about it, even if it was only an individual who saw it happen. Kedei lazor l'asher osham loy ulekani l'emes. In order to help the victim. V'hinei, said the chavar of the Rebbein Yonah, brings a riot. V'hinei amra toira, sheyoid eid echad bebezdin, kedei l'chai v'sanit v'shvua. The Torah says that an individual witness, a single witness, should go to Beis Din to testify in order to obligate a person to Shavua, in order to help out. And he says, Amnam Yeshal V'lechichas Yishtchila. Wherever the Rebbein Yonah says, one of the conditions that we learned is that you have to first try yourself to talk to the guy before you go b'shmutzim. But he says the words yochol l'saper hadvarim, you're allowed to. And then he says, because you see that the Torah says that Eid Echad has to testify to help out his friend. So, is it, there's the Chayra, there is a halacha of l'samer adam re'echa, that if there is a halacha that if you see your friend's money is going lost, that you can't just stand by and ignore it. So, l'chayra, I would think that the chilik is, is there a clear accomplishment that's going to happen with what you're doing? As if clearly you're going to save this person the damage and all that, and pashut you're obligated to do it. But if the pshat is that, this guy is hurt, and now you can go help out, etc. So l'chayra, it's like a gemilas chasadim. You're doing a chesed, you have an opportunity to do a chesed. Of course, it's a proper thing to do a chesed, but to say that I'm obligated, am I obligated to go around to every poor person in the city and give them money? It's surely a chesed to do it. It's surely a good thing to do, but you can't say there's an obligation. I have to go around to every person and give the money. The person for ani asks for money, then there's halacha that you have to give him. But otherwise, if you'll ask a question, is it a good thing to do? Of course, it's a good thing to do. So I would think over here also that now, and maybe also there's another svar over here, and it's lav dafka you that could do it. I mean, anybody could help out. So if anybody can help out, maybe it's not the responsibility that you have to do it. Anyway, one of those two svaras. But Al-Kapadim, he keeps on saying the Lashon, you could, you're allowed to, but it doesn't say that you have to. What? Right, because in Eid Echad, what he does is going to accomplish a clear accomplishment.
So if you can fulfill all of the obligations...
Right, that's Aleph and Beis, but it could be that there's a second svara, and that's the second svara I'm mentioning. He's the only guy who could do it. Not everybody else can do it. But if it's something that anybody can go and now help out, I don't know if you can say that you are obligated to do it. In other words, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Chasam V'Kala, right? But you can't say that everybody over here is obligated to go and run to all the weddings. Right? So you're not obligated, but if a person goes, is he doing a mitzvah? Yes, he's doing a mitzvah. But is there a chiyuv of a person that he has to go? No, he's not a chiyuv. So I'm not sure, because he says, the Rabbinian says, yachol, you could, because you see, the Torah says that, and you're not going to ask it. So you see that there's a step here. The question is how to define why there's a step. Then the Chofetz Chaim continues. What happens if I see that somebody is saying Lashon Hara about Beryl? So this guy is hurting Beryl. By saying Lashon Hara and Beryl, he's hurting Beryl. If he's hurting Beryl, so now I have a right to help out Beryl. So this doesn't make a difference whether they're saying Lashon Hara about Beryl, or they stole something from Beryl, or they hurt or embarrassed Beryl. So he says, Gamzeh mechlal ha'avoyne shibinon l'chaveira. This also is considered like that a person is doing a sin against another Jew. You're allowed to say about what a low life this guy is that he speaks negatively about. However, he says, as the Chofetz Chaim says, but really we have a problem over here for chilus. Somebody says something, let's say somebody comes chalila and he says they didn't like my speech on Shabbos. Right, so if somebody says that to someone that he didn't like, it's shot. Right? Now, if somebody would come to me and say, Beryl said that he didn't like you, that he didn't like your speech, so he's over in Issa Derais of Rechilus by snitching back to me. So if I say that Beryl said, somebody said Lashon Hara about Beryl, and somebody would now go to Beryl and say, this guy said Lashon Hara about you. He said, you're not a good rabbi, you're not a this. So that would be an Issa of Rechilus. So even though on one side we have an issue of trying to help Beryl not to get hurt, but on the other side, you can't be over these Ophelus. So we'll have to come back tomorrow in order to find out what to do.
Hey, somebody could say they didn't like your speech. That's not
what?
If I said I didn't like your speech, that's not Lashon Hara.